We've heard a lot of very romantic dates for your second date update.
Oh, yeah,
but today's second date update, I think, might be the most romantic night out we've ever heard.
Oh, really?
Ever.
I'm excited.
We've heard from people who have like rented out full castles and
I know.
Helicopter rides. Like, what are you talking about?
I don't think anything can compare to today's second date update. And I don't even want to spoil it. Like, normally I might say what the email was about, but I'm just going to let Ariana tell us about it. Ariana, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks. Hey.
You should be great because, man, this guy pulled out all the stops when he took you out.
I'm dying to know her, and it was the most romantic date ever.
Tell us about it. Tell us about your romantic date with, what's his name, Jerry?
Yeah, Jerry took me to McDonald's.
Yeah.
God, I thought so too. It could still be romantic. Yeah. You never know.
No, it can't.
Did he like rent out the whole McDonald's and do a little candlelit dinner because the McDonald's fries are your favorite?
Actually, it was much quieter than that. And we met online. He just seemed super nice. I'm looking for nice right now. And like, we're talking and he just sounded like a good guy. And so he's like, let's take it slow. Let's do lunch. And then he suggested McDonald's, which I balked at, you know, but I was like, sure, let's, you know, see. But it was so sweet. Like, we got happy meals. We sat by the playland. Like, we talked about, like, growing up, like, our backgrounds. And
I'm just saying, last time I was at McDonald's playland, I literally watched a kid puke on his shoes.
And that's some people's romance right there, you know? Could be a beautiful thing. Did he at least put, like, a candle in the bun of one of your burgers? So a little candlelight?
No, nothing like that.
No?
I mean, I got a milkshake. I wanted a milkshake, and he bought me a Starbucks milkshake. So that was sweet.
Hey, I will say, though, if he can go through a McDonald's date and leave you still smitten, then there is something special about this guy.
It was super sweet, like, very nostalgic, just, like, you know, really, like, a good kind of place to talk about growing up. And I feel like I got a good feel for, like, his background and his family and, like, who he is.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it was nice. And after, we went to this park that was nearby, just walked around for a while, sat at a picnic table for, like, 30 minutes.
So basically, this is the most budget date ever. McDonald's, hit up the dollar menu, and then go for a walk in the park.
Like, I was looking for a good guy, and he said he wanted to take it slow, and, you know, that's slow. But it was... Yeah, it was really just, it was pleasant. It was really nice. I had a great time with him. And I haven't heard from him.
So what was the vibe from him on the date?
We just felt really comfortable. Like, we was really, like, just we kind of talked very easily the whole time.
You should feel comfortable. You guys went on a date like somebody who's been dating for 15 years. Like, hey, you want to go get some McDonald's real quick?
He seemed really interested, like, in me. Like, he asked a lot of questions about me, too. It was definitely a two-sided conversation. And
it seems like he should be wowed by you. I mean, the stereotype is that girls want all this materialistic stuff on the dates, right? But you just really liked him for him.
Yeah, I feel that way, too.
How did things end?
So after we were at the park for about 30 minutes, he said he had to get back to work. And we just, you know, had a big hug. You know, he just gave him a, you know, a nice hug. And then I texted him after and just, you know, said, thanks for such a nice time. And he texted back, you're welcome, ! And then I haven't heard from him since.
Well, it does sound steamy, that's for sure. Yeah. Big hug. And then you haven't heard anything, though.
No, for a week. And obviously it wasn't steamy, but it was super comfortable. It was really nice.
Do you think, I mean, because he said he wanted to take it slow, that maybe he was coming out of a relationship and he just isn't ready to date?
I didn't get that vibe, no. But, I mean, we didn't get a lot into, like, recent relationship history. Mm-hmm. It was more, like, further back history. But, I mean, when we were talking online, like, it did seem like he was interested in meeting a good person, too. So,
any awkward moments that you can think of?
The only thing I can think of is, like, when we went to order our food, I had the thought of offering to pay. Mm-hmm. But then I thought, I mean, it's McDonald's, you know, I'm not putting him out.
Right.
I let him pay for me. But then I thought, well, maybe I should have offered to pay. But I don't know. I can't imagine that would ruin it.
Right. And if it did, like, that's like splitting hairs, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The total was $7. Yeah. Why did you not split that with me? Well, we'll see if that is actually the reason. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and get your second date update, all right?
Thanks.
Okay, hang on.